Hi, welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. This is Monse Martinez. Today is Sunday, February 13, 2022. And today I want to talk about a certain topic that is really famous nowadays. And guess which is it? Well, toxic relationships. And maybe you are thinking, what am I talking about in this podcast about toxic relationships? And first of all, I want to describe you what are toxic relationships for me. And then after this, I'm gonna give you like a description of that a psychologist wrote in her book, defining this concept. So for me, toxic relationships is any relationship that is always like taking care of each other, but like extremely, that get like jealous for everything, that you guys are fighting for everything, and then that you don't want to live together because you cannot like have like harmony in your relationship, but also you cannot live with the person. So what do you want? Do you want to stay with me or not, right? So that's toxic for me. Don't even know what do you really want with that person. So Lillian Glass, a California-based communication and psychology expert, she says in her book that wrote in 1995, and the title is called Toxic People, she defines a toxic relationship as any relationship between people who don't support each other, where there's conflict and one seeks to undermine the other, where there's competition, right? And then, well, I think she is so like right on her definition, because everybody is nowadays just like that. Like nobody wants to communicate with the partner, with their couples, to like fix and solve their problems. They just want to live it out, and then okay, I don't want to live anymore with you, or we just broke up. And sometimes that's not the solution. That's why dialogues exist. But I'm not saying that you need to like support everything, of course not, but you have to be so smart and watch out like our red flags, because everybody have red flags. So it's a common refrain: relationships are hard work, fights are normal, and rough patches are part of the course. True as that may be, however, these platitudes can distract from legitimate causes for concern in one's social and romantic life, including signs that a relationship may have become or always was toxic. So this is also what this psychologist said in her, well, in a web page called time.com. I think she is completely right, okay? Relationships are hard work, because it's not just like being with a person and then share things. You have to be also like responsible of your action, responsible of your words, because you're never going to know if that person's gonna get hurt by anything you said or did. So, well, it is incredible how there are so many relationships and couples that survive, because I want to call it like this, survive. Living together, having problems, fighting all the time, argumenting like every single morning, every single day. I think that's also tiring for our brain, okay? And I don't even know if you have heard that when you are in an environment or you're not happy, it all shows up like on you, like in your outside. Because it is true, when you are in a relationship where you're not happy or where simply you are not having fun or living your life the way you're supposed to live it, well, your face kind of looks like, how can I say it? Well, like sad. And you get older easily and faster. So, everywhere where there is this respect and lack of cohesiveness, there's gonna be like a horrible problem, whatever, you know? So while every relationship goes through like ups and downs, this psychologist class says that a toxic relationship is consistently like unpleasant and draining for the people in it, to the point that negative comments outweigh and outnumber the positive ones. Dr. Kristen Fuller, a California-based family medicine physician who specializes in mental health, adds that toxic relationships are mentally, emotionally, impossible, even physically damaging to one or both participants. And that's totally true. That's what I'm telling you. Okay? And these relationships don't have to be romantic. Glass says friendly, familial, and professional relationships can all be toxic as well. So yeah, this is another point that I want to like be really specific on. Talking about toxic relationship doesn't mean that it's just going to be like romantic, like in the romantic environment. As this psychologist wrote in the webpage, it says that it can be like a friendly, familial, or professional relationships. So, it's all the same, no matter if it's romantic or not. What makes a relationship toxic? Well, this Dr. Fuller says and specifies that people who consistently undermine or cause harm to a partner, whether intentionally or not, often have a reason for their behavior, even if it's subconscious. Maybe they were in a toxic relationship, either romantically or as a child. Maybe they didn't have the most supportive, loving upbringing. Also, Fuller says they could have been bullied in school. This is so interesting. They could be suffering from an undiagnosed mental health disorder, such as a depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder or eating disorder, any form of trauma. That's why I always recommend you that if you think that you have a certain trauma, because whenever you were like a child or right now or like in your family is happening in something, certain situation or at work, anywhere where you are feeling like bullied or that you're like forming a trauma in your brain, you should like treat it with a specialist. That was the case for Carolyn Gamble, at a 57-year-old Maryland-based motivational speaker who says she fell into a toxic relationship after a tumultuous childhood marked by losing her mother to a drug overdose and suffering physical abuse at the hands of her father. When she grew up, she found some of the same themes like in her marriage to her now ex-husband, who she, regardless of the cards that were dealt, sometimes there are things that we have to let go. That's what she said. And I completely agree with this. Also, sometimes Glass says toxic relationships are simply the result of an imperfect pairing, like two people who both need control, or a sarcastic type dating someone with thin skin. You know, It's just that the combination is wrong. And maybe this could be a good argument. I'm not saying that it's like the right one or that is like true, but just take it into consideration. So yes, guys, if you consider that you are in a toxic relationship, no matter if it's romantic, familial, professional, or friendly, you should get out of there. People, there are hundreds, millions, and billions of people in the world. You don't have to be living your life with a person or with certain people that are making you suffer physically and mentally, okay? So this is just the advice that I can give you. Get out of there if you consider that you are in the same situation. So I just want to be thankful with you guys to be listening to my podcast today. This episode, I think, is really interesting. And then next week, I'm gonna keep like talking about this topic, but more specifically, like talking about a certain situation and having like a reflection of it, okay? So, thank you so much, guys. I hope you have a great, great weekend and a great Sunday. Hope also that tomorrow you start your week with a very positive mind. This was all for today. This was Monse Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, understanding feelings and emotions. Thank you guys. Bye.